up there.
Is it? Well,
is there a way to go around the other side?
No, you can't get any closer. Here's probably the closest place to park. I would say get it soon because there's more and more people coming for the pool.
Yeah.
Well, I ain't gonna stay that long anyway. I went to work last night at 11 o'clock, so I just got off. So.
I'll be done by 11 tonight. You don't have to work.
Yeah, Sarah's got a couple of caches that got approved real recently. So.
Got some new ones, yeah.
You came alone?
Yeah, well, I didn't want to drive all the way out to Winfield.
Oh, that's right. Where are you actually working now?
I'm the distribution manager here in St. Louis. I took a job out of here.
I knew you took a different one.
Still with Panera?
Yeah.
That's a long drive for you every day, isn't it?
50 miles point.
So I can't grumble about my 30 miles.
No. but there ain't no catches I ain't did now on the way back.
I know you've been busy down in this area lately.
Well, I ran out of things. And anyway, when I go to meetings, you know, they're usually... You know, I get off like 10 o'clock and usually I have meetings at 1, so I catch for 2 hours and then go back and hit my meeting.
Go in there all sweaty and...
They're used to it. When I was on the road, I used to come in all muddy, you know. The nightmares I used to come back with. They still tell a story about me getting lost in the swamp one night till 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, when it's 9 degrees out.
They're wondering where you were.
Well, they quit wondering where I was at. They were getting ready to leave the bar. I said, well, you should send somebody out. They said, well, we don't know where it's at. I got out of the swamp for 6 hours before I found my way out. Last night went dead. GPS went dead. Couldn't find my batteries. Finally seen lights in the distance. Used the moon to get out. I knew the river wasn't that way. The swamp was 23,000 acres big up there. And I finally came out of a used car, a parking lot, and they wouldn't talk to me. I must look like Bigfoot or something.
The swamp thing.
Only they've ever seen me come out of the swamp at 9 o'clock.
Cheerful 78 from Richmond, Virginia, arrives at the picnic. She introduces herself to Rock, Susan, and me. We talk about her recent casting experiences, about the Amelbox travel blog that she brought with her, and Susan and I analyze a cache put out by Leroy called My Oh My Oh My.
Hello. I have to introduce myself. I'm from Richmond, Virginia.
Okay, and you are?
I'm Cheerful 78.
Okay.
I'm out here visiting my parents.
Right.
And there's a geocaching event, so we're all set.
Okay.
Yes, it's hot.
Nothing surprising.
I'm Rock, Susan. Did you email me about not finding Waypoint 2?
Yes,
I didn't know which one.
Yeah, I saw that.
There's a couple waypoints on both of those caches, and I wasn't sure.
I know, I was like,
did you go back and find
it? I haven't been back yet. Yeah. I searched that dog.
What?
But you know what? That one's gone missing a couple times, because if somebody drops it, it's just going to go in the water.
Yeah,
boy or something. So
is it one of your caches?
Yeah. I looked under the picnic tables. But I didn't look under the, like, where
it's the bench. Yeah, and it's just wedged in, but it stayed there for a really long time. Ours aren't great on the final, because it's in a place that you have to go when it's open.
The time.
But it's cool. If you go, everybody, you know, does their log turtle hour.
That's cool. It's fun. Came up to my waist, and they're whatever they are. They burn.
Burning,
when you touch
them. Singing nettles.
I'm like, oh my gosh,
would that be the famous singing nettles?
Singing nettles, yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, they just burn.
They call them burning nettles or stinging nettles, but they'll go right there. If you have even like this, and you brush against them, you'll feel it. You'll go right into it.
Oh my goodness. And I knew as soon as I don't know, I didn't know that those were the burning ones, and I moved it with my hand, and my hand was like, oh no, I gotta be careful. So I'm like trying to like.
He's got one in Bad Work that is, it's a little peg tied onto a grapevine.
My oh my oh my.
An hour. I spent an hour looking for
that. I got lucky.
You're in the middle of the woods and you're looking for a new tag.
I got lucky. I turned around and there it was, but I hate tags in the woods. And there's a lot of those around St. Louis.
I kept thinking, I'm glad, like it was a weekday and there was hardly, you're way out in the middle of nowhere anyway. I thought, I'm so glad nobody is watching.
Final deep in the woods, real deep in the...
Are you looking for something? I lost my contact.
What are you doing out here? Nobody should be out here.
Yeah.
What are you doing out here?
Yeah, and what are you looking for? You know, just my drug drop, that's all.
Yeah. I'm just a little crazy.
Yeah, I planted some marijuana and I can't figure it out. I don't remember where it was.
I forget where Stash is. Question. I accumulated this, and it's a travel bug, and it only wants to go to... So I got to find
that is a travel bug?
Yeah.
The whole thing?
There's a story behind it. Apparently,
holy
it was
cow.
A cache before.
This really is a...
A lawnmower, like a commercial lawnmower ran over it.
That's hilarious.
So it became a travel bug.
Did she just, like, set it out, or...
I don't know if you guys have travel bug tables.
Well,
or
somebody brought some travel bugs.
I got about 10 I logged in here.
Where'd you put your travel bug? Just put it on the table here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Dan had one
that was
hit by a mower, too, but I
don't know.
Isn't that funny?
That is.
That got
scrunched,
man.
That's nuts. Somebody said, who's going to the next event? I said, I'll bring it to St. Louis with me. Yeah. And I had it packed in my luggage.
I interview today's guest of honor, Susan Ring, a.k.a. Rock Susan. Susan is going back to graduate school for 2 years. We talked about her PR work with the St. Peter's, Missouri City to get geocaching-friendly policy in place.
Here I'm walking with Rock Susan.
Yes.
First, quickly, what's the Rock Susan mean?
The Rock Susan, it has two meanings. One is I leave little rocks in caches. That's my my signature item. And then I also love rock music. So I used to leave guitar picks a long time ago, but I still have more rocks. So, so it's a double meaning.
So are you still into that? If I asked you what's your favorite band, could you just say that? Or...
Well,
is it classic rock?
No. Well, I have a lot of different. Like, I love Dave Matthews, but I also like Pearl Jam and Tool. And
just kind of an eclectic little bit. Not
My
just
son
a...
has a band. I heard him play last night.
Oh. You're the guest of honor today.
I guess so.
Did you have any idea we were going to have a little going away?
Rich said that he would at least put a note on the cash page.
Graduate school?
Yes, in exercise physiology. What's paying my salary and what pays for my schooling is I have a research assistantship, but they're sticking me with teaching as well. So I'm going to work on a big research project and I'll be teaching some.
But you live out in the St. Peter's area?
Yes, I do.
One of the things that you've been working on is getting caches approved in City Park. And at one point, we were putting caches out in St. Peter Parks, but then something happened. What was it that
something
happened?
Something happened was that I decided to go ahead and officially contact the City Parks and Recreation Department just to let them know what we were doing. And my hope was, at that time, just to go in, introduce them to the thing, maybe work up a few guidelines. And I didn't anticipate, I thought it would be smooth sailing. So far, everybody who'd contacted the city had not had much trouble, but to my surprise, the head of Parks and Recreation just essentially shut us down and said, I don't want any caches in St. Peter's Parks. They were primarily concerned about liability.
And yet all the parks around them were seeming to not have a problem.
Oh, right, right. And I made that point, but it just didn't go anywhere. I think the idea was still pretty new. There were other people in Parks and Recreation who were very enthusiastic about geocaching. In fact, I forget exactly his title, but one of the guys had just come back from a big conference in Las Vegas where they had talked specifically about geocaching in various kinds of parks. But unfortunately, the man who was very anti-geocaching just happened to be in charge.
So he was the one you had to get by in order to get
and
caches.
And nobody could get by, right, and nobody. I mean, he was over everyone. It just got stuck there for, I can't remember, I want to say at least 6 months. And then I suddenly was contacted by another geocacher. I believe it was KBW Trackers. I might have that name wrong.
Right, yeah.
But she had actually gone to the city council meeting and made a plea before the city council. And St. Peter's, I have lived there for a long time, and one of their wonderful qualities is that they're very responsive to their citizens. So when somebody comes into the city council and says, listen, this is silly, we're paying taxes and we're not getting to use our recreation in our parks, they listened and they put pressure on the parks guy and came back, and the liability issue was solved by making it a program under the auspices of the Rangers. And so as long as it was something that was within the Ranger recreation program, because they have a lot of their own recreational programs in St. Peter's, then they didn't have to worry about liability. They assigned me a Ranger to work with, and I don't know, this is a long story, because the very first restriction they put on us was that the final or the actual cache always had to be under the control of someone in the city, so that there was no possibility of anyone placing something in a cache that they didn't want or any kind of vandalism. And it was very restrictive, and it left me with only a few places where I could actually place a cache. I ended up placing three at city pools and then a couple at some facilities under, I don't want to give away all the hints, where someone has control over the final cash. And that's where it stayed for a long time until I suddenly got another email that said, we've set up a geocaching class and we want you to teach it. At the beginning, there wasn't, it was all, it wasn't done as well as it should have been on the city's part, because I never got any advance notice on anything.
They called you up and say, where are you? You're teaching a class.
Yeah, you're teaching a class. And I ended up teaching it, and I'm really glad that I did, even though I was a little ticked about how it
still worked out.
But it was great because we had a lot of people sign up. I can't remember exactly how many, but I want to say we had at least like 15 people. And Parks and Recreation was very impressed by the response we got. They did press releases. We got really good response back from the people who attended the class. And on that very night, they changed the policy. Just all of a sudden, because when I walked into the class, the policy was one thing. And in midstream, they called up and said, okay, let's try this. So right now, here is where we stand. You may place a cache in the St. Peter's Park system, but you have to submit the location and the like the type of cache to the Ranger Division. Now, we don't have a specific procedure in place. I'm hoping that in the month before I leave, I can get that together. Mm-hmm. I'll make a form that they can use, which I think would basically be like a copy of the cache report that Glenn gets. And then my role as the liaison was going to be to use my GPS to go out, locate, be the first to find the cache, find it, and bring the ranger to it and say, here it is, this is what it is, and then he could say yes or no. This isn't good, move it, or, you know, whatever modifications need to be made. I was not getting good cooperation from the ranger that I was originally assigned to. He was, I just don't know what to say. It wasn't a very good situation. And just within the last few days, I got contacted by a new ranger who, in his very brief email, was way more enthusiastic than the other guy ever was. And he's already done more work than the other guy ever did just by contacting me through geocaching.com. Gotten himself an account, and he said, just let me know what you need from me. It's great. Yeah. I haven't met him yet, but I'll for sure have a meeting before I go. Several, if possible. The downside is
you're leaving
in town,
and
soon.
Would you say that we have to find a replacement in the terms of someone still needs to kind of pre-approve the cache or show them where the cache
just
is?
Just show them, right. Finding the cache and showing the ranger where it is. I already talked to Glenn about this through email, and he said that sounded fine. He had no, because I wasn't sure how that would work, you know, with GC.com, and he seemed to have no problem with that, and it should work for the city, and it would be a really simple job to do. There's a possibility they may ask, you know, to teach another class, perhaps. If they do, it's far in advance. Like, they didn't, They weren't the most polite about asking me about it, but that is a reflection on the personality of the ranger that I was working with, not the city, really. They have to set those up far in advance because they publish it in a community. It's like a listing of all the recreational programs, and that's got to go in like 6 months in advance. You have plenty of time to prepare and gather help.
Do you think it has to be somebody who lives in St. Peter's?
I don't know. That's the big question mark right now.
It would be a plus, obviously, somebody local.
That's what they would want, I know. Whether we could get someone to handle it, like maybe for these 2 years and call it temporary, maybe somebody, I would think someone from St. Charles County would.
That would be good enough. You know, everyone thinks, oh, Susan's leaving. How about Cycle Ken? When I saw him at the Sherman Beach CETO, he seemed he would be a good enough person.
And he was excited. He's very excited about caching and caching in St. Peter's.
I think he'd be a good representative.
Right.
Well, he would be great because he works for the maintenance.
He works for the city's electrician for the city. Yeah. That's the big question. Can I find somebody just for 2 years who's not from St. Peter's? I'll take it over when I get back. I can't commit to anything right now. No. They pretty much own you in graduate school. You're just a slave. I got interested in exercise physiology because I had a series of sports injuries that were handled really badly by the medical community. I started looking at trainers, and I found that Mizzou had this wonderful program in exercise physiology, which not many schools have a program like that's real. I like research, and it's very research-oriented. So Mizzou was just the place to go, and I went there as an undergrad, and I love the place anyway. And as far as getting a graduate assistantship, it's just you fill out a lot of forms.
In the middle of our interview, three geocachers started hunting for a new cache placed by a nearby tree.
I didn't know they had a cache there.
For a cache. I think we'll just sit and watch and find out. We're going to give a blow-by-blow account of these guys finding the cache. There's okay. Under the tree.
So we got Matt, who's in the middle, and Gerhardus is over here on the right. And then
Lancelot
over there. And they're all looking around this big tree. No one's willing to go in. They're just kind of hanging around the edge. Evidently.
And then when they pull it out, are we just going to sign the log? Or
Yeah, that's how Groupon's work, isn't
that
it?
Sounds like
you don't
a
have
Groupon
to find
to
it
me.
In order to
isn't
sign the log.
Groupon?
Well, this must be one of the couple new ones that Sarah put out.
Oh,
just got approved
right.
recently.
That's right. I thought about cashing today, and when I saw the weather forecast, I decided I would just picnic.
Well, I brought my receiver, but you know, mostly
I brought it. Yeah, but
most of the caches I found now are just events.
Yeah,
it's true.
I've found a handful of regular caches. Part of the plan on this master's degree, because obviously it's a great hardship on my family. We're splitting up the family for a couple years, but part of the goal is my husband's been working long. He's in IT. He's been working and working and working and working for years and years and years. And I thought I should be able to land a fairly, I only worked at the college part time and I didn't make much money. But part of the goal is to get some more cash flow in the family, so maybe he could slack off. I work all summer, but work part-time. That's the thing is, I'm the evening and Saturday supervisor for this tutoring center, so there's no way you can build that into it's defined to be a 19-hour a week or less. Well, it was great when the kids were younger because if I needed time off, I could always get time off. You know, I kept thinking I'd go back to work full-time, and it just never happened because I would have been fired for taking off so much time to be with my kids, so... Yeah, it wasn't work out. But they're both a lot more healthy and stable now. I've been biding my time on this for about 3 years, taking classes to get caught up with. I didn't have all the prerequisites for the program, so it took me 2 years to catch up on that. And in the meantime, I just waited for both kids to be out of high school. This is the time to do it.
Well, we're back to Susan's going to Hawaii party, so I'll let you.
And I'm hungry. It's time to end
this. I'll let you do your thing. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Paul.
That concludes part one of two of the Slaga Summer Picnic podcast. The cache that RGS and I were talking about in our interview was called White Cliff Cache Course. The GC.com waypoint number is GC30F7. In part two, I interview Slaga member Thunder Monk, who is from Rolla, Missouri, and Cheerful 78, who is from Richmond, Virginia. Also some random conversations during the summer picnic event.
This concludes the Slaga Podcast. For more information about the Slaga Group and geocaching in the St. Louis, Missouri area, go to www.geostl.com. Here's wishing you a strong signal and a trusty bearing.
I have a question. I accumulated this. And it's a travel bug, and it only wants to go to... So I got to find
that is a travel bug?
Yeah.
The whole thing?
There's a story behind it. Apparently,
holy
it was
cow.
A cache before.
It really is a...
A lawnmower, like a commercial lawnmower ran over it.
That's hilarious.
So it
what
became
she do,
a travel
just, like,
bug.
Set it out, or...
I don't know
yeah.
if you guys have travel bug tables.
Well,
or
somebody brought some travel
it.
Bugs.
I got about 10 I logged in here.
Where did you put your travel bug? Just put it on the table here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Dan had one
that
was hit by a mower, too, but I don't
know. Isn't
that funny?
That got scrunched, man.
That's nuts. Somebody said, who's going to the next event? I said, I'll bring it to St. Louis with me. And I had it packed in my luggage.
I interview today's guest of honor, Susan Ring, a.k.a. Rock Susan. Susan is going back to graduate school for 2 years. We talked about her PR work for the St. Peter's, Missouri City to get geocaching-friendly policy in place.
Here I'm walking with Rock Susan.
Yes.
First, quickly, what's the Rock Susan mean?
The Rock Susan, it has two meanings. One is I leave little rocks in caches. That's my
my signature item, and then I also love rock music, so I used to leave guitar picks a long time ago, but I still have more rock, so so it's a double meaning.
So are you still into that? If I ask you what's your favorite band, could you just say that, or...
Well, then,
or is it classic rock?
No. Well, I have a lot of different. Like, I love Dave Matthews, but I also like Pearl Jam and Tool. And
just kind of an eclectic little bit. Not
My
just
son
a...
has a band. I heard him play last night.
Oh. You're the guest of honor today.
I guess so.
Did you have any idea we were going to have a little going away?
Rich said that he would at least put a note on the cash page.
Graduate school?
Yes, in exercise physiology. What's paying my salary and what pays for my schooling is I have a research assistantship, but they're sticking me with teaching as well. So I'm going to work on a big research project and I'll be teaching some.
But you live out in the St. Peter's area?
Yes, I do.
One of the things that you've been working on is getting caches approved in City Park. And at one point, we were putting caches out in St. Peter Parks, but then something happened. What was it that happened?
Something happened was that I decided to go ahead and officially contact the City Parks and Recreation Department just to let them know what we were doing. And my hope was, at that time, just to go in, introduce them to the thing, maybe work up a few guidelines. And I didn't anticipate, I thought it would be smooth sailing. So far, everybody who'd contacted the city had not had much trouble. But to my surprise, the head of Parks and Recreation just essentially shut us down and said, I don't want any caches in St. Peter's Parks. They were primarily concerned about liability.
And yet all the parks around them were seeming to not have a problem.
Oh, right, right. And I made that point, but it just didn't go anywhere. I think the idea was still pretty new. There were other people in Parks and Recreation who were very enthusiastic about geocaching. In fact, I forget exactly his title, but one of the guys had just come back from a big conference in Las Vegas where they had talked specifically about geocaching in various kinds of parks. But unfortunately, the man who was very anti-geocaching just happened to be in charge.
So he was the one you had to get by in order to get
and
caches
And nobody could get
approved.
By, right, yeah. And nobody. I mean, he was over everyone. It just got stuck there for, I can't remember, I want to say at least 6 months. And then I suddenly was contacted by another geocacher. I believe it was KBW Trackers. I might have that name wrong.
Right, yeah.
But she had actually gone to the city council meeting and made a plea before the city council. And St. Peter's, I have lived there for a long time, and one of their wonderful qualities is that they're very responsive to their citizens. So when somebody comes into the city council and says, listen, this is silly, we're paying taxes and we're not getting to use our recreation in our parks, they listened and they put pressure on the parks guy and came back, and the liability issue was solved by making it a program under the auspices of the rangers. And so as long as it was something that was within the ranger recreation program, because they have a lot of their own recreational programs in St. Peter's, then they didn't have to worry about liability. They assigned me a ranger to work with, and I don't know, this is a long story, because the very first restriction they put on us was that the final or the actual cache always had to be under the control of someone in the city, so that there was no possibility of anyone placing something in a cache that they didn't want or any kind of vandalism. And it was very restrictive, and it left me with only a few places where I could actually place a cache. I ended up placing 3 at city pools and then a couple at some facilities under, I don't want to give away all the hints, where someone has control over the final cache. And that's where it stayed for a long time until I suddenly got another email that said, we've set up a geocaching class and we want you to teach it. At the beginning, it wasn't done as well as it should have been on the city's part, because I never got any advance notice on anything.
They called you up and say, where are you? You're teaching a class.
Yeah, you're teaching a class. And I ended up teaching it, and I'm really glad that I did, even though I was a little ticked about how it
still worked out.
But it was great, because we had a lot of people sign up. I can't remember exactly how many, but I want to say we had at least like 15 people. And Parks and Recreation was very impressed by the response we got, they did press releases. We got really good response back from the people who attended the class. And on that very night, they changed the policy, just all of a sudden. Because when I walked into the class, the policy was one thing. And in midstream, they called up and said, okay, let's try this. So right now, here is where we stand. You may place a cache in the St. Peter's Park system, but you have to submit the location and the like the type of cache to the Ranger Division. Now, we don't have a specific procedure in place. I'm hoping that in the month before I leave, I can get that together. I'll make a form that they can use, which I think would basically be like a copy of the cache report that Glenn gets. And then my role as the liaison was going to be to use my GPS to go out, locate, be the first to find the cache, find it, and bring the ranger to it and say, here it is, this is what it is, and then he could say yes or no. This isn't good, move it, or, you know, whatever modifications need to be made. I was not getting good cooperation from the ranger that I was originally assigned to. He was, I just don't know what to say. It wasn't a very good situation. And just within the last few days, I got contacted by a new ranger who, in his very brief email, was way more enthusiastic than the other guy ever was. And he's already done more work than the other guy ever did just by contacting me through geocaching.com. Gotten himself an account, and he said, just let me know what you need from me. It's great. Yeah. I haven't met him yet, but I'll for sure have a meeting before I go. Several, if possible. The downside is
you're leaving
town.
And,
yeah.
And
soon.
Would you say that we have to find a replacement in the terms of someone still needs to kind of pre-approve the cache or show them where the cache
just
is?
Just show them, right. Finding the cache and showing the ranger where it is. I already talked to Glenn about this through email, and he said that sounded fine. He had no, because I wasn't sure how that would work, you know, with GC.com, and he seemed to have no problem with that, and it should work for the city, and it would be a really simple job to do. There's a possibility they may ask, you know, to teach another class, perhaps. If they do, it's far in advance. Like, they didn't, They weren't the most polite about asking me about it, but that is a reflection on the personality of the ranger that I was working with, not the city, really. They have to set those up far in advance because they publish it in a community. It's like a listing of all the recreational programs, and that's got to go in like 6 months in advance. You have plenty of time to prepare and gather help.
Do you think it has to be somebody who lives in St. Peter's?
I don't know. That's the big question mark right now.
It would be a plus, obviously, somebody local.
That's what they would want, I know. Whether we could get someone to handle it, like maybe for these 2 years and call it temporary, maybe somebody. I would think someone from St. Charles County would.
That would be good enough. You know, everyone thinks, oh, Susan's leaving. How about Cycle Ken? When I saw him at the Sherman Beach CETO, he seemed he would be a good enough person.
And he was excited. He's very excited about caching and caching in St.
Peter's. Yeah, I think he'd be a good representative.
Right.
Well, he would be great because he works for the maintenance.
He works for the city's electrician for the city. Yeah. That's the big question. Can I find somebody just for 2 years who's not from St. Peter's? I'll take it over when I get back. I can't commit to anything right now, no. They pretty much own you in graduate school. You're just a slave. I got interested in exercise physiology because I had a series of sports injuries that were handled really badly by the medical community. I started looking at trainers, and I found that Mizzou had this wonderful program in exercise physiology, which not many schools have a program like that's real. I like research, and it's very research-oriented. So Mizzou was just the place to go, and I went there as an undergrad, and I love the place anyway. And as far as getting a graduate assistantship, it's just you fill out a lot of forms.
In the middle of our interview, three geocachers started hunting for a new cache placed by a nearby tree.
I didn't know they had a cache there.
For a cache. I think they'll just sit and watch and find out. We're going to give a blow-by-blow account of these guys finding the cache. There's one under the tree.
So we got Matt, who's in the middle, and Garrett Hardis is over here on the right. And then
Lancelot
over there. And they're all looking around this big tree. No one's willing to go in. They're just kind of hanging around the edge. Evidently.
And then when they pull it out, are we just going to sign the log? Or
Yeah, that's how group hunts work, isn't
it?
You don't have to find
it
in order to sign the log.
Well,
this must be one of the couple new ones that Sarah put out.
Oh,
just got approved recently.
That's right. I thought about cashing today, and when I saw the weather forecast, I decided I would just picnic.
Well, I brought my receiver, but, you know, mostly...
I brought it, yeah, but...
Most of the caches I found now are just events.
Yeah.
It's true.
I've found a handful of regular caches. Part of the plan on this master's degree, because obviously it's a great hardship on my family. We're splitting up the family for a couple years. But part of the goal is my husband's been working long. He's in IT. He's been working and working and working and working for years and years and years. And I thought I should be able to land a fairly, I only worked at the college part-time and I didn't make much money. But part of the goal is to get some more cash flow in the family so maybe he could slack off. I work all summer, but work part-time. That's the thing is, I'm the evening and Saturday supervisor for this tutoring center, so there's no way you can build that into it's defined to be a 19-hour a week or less. Well, it was great when the kids were younger because if I needed time off, I could always get time off. You know, I kept thinking I'd go back to work full-time, and it just never happened because I would have been fired for taking off so much time to be with my kids, so... Yeah, it wasn't work out. But they're both a lot more healthy and stable now. I've been biding my time on this for about 3 years, taking classes to get caught up with... I didn't have all the prerequisites for the program, so it took me 2 years to catch up on that. And in the meantime, I just waited for both kids to be out of high school. This is the time to do it.
Well, we're back to Susan's going to Hawaii party, so I'll let you...
And I'm hungry. It's time to end
this. I'll let you do your thing. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Paul.
That concludes part one of two of the Slaga Summer Picnic podcast. The cache that RGS and I were talking about in our interview was called White Cliff Cache Course. The GC.com waypoint number is GC30F7. In part two, I interview Slaga member Thunder Monk, who is from Rolla, Missouri, and Cheerful 78, who is from Richmond, Virginia. Also some random conversations during the summer picnic event.
This concludes the Slaga podcast. For more information about the Slaga group and geocaching in the St. Louis, Missouri area, go to www.geostl.com. Here's wishing you a strong signal and a trusty bearing.